All right, here with head women's basketball coach Donald Hudson following a dominant 72-51 win over LaGrange. Coach, this was a team that the Tornadoes lost to in overtime at LaGrange. Big bounce back to, you know, come up with a big victory tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Back at their place a couple of weeks ago, we lost a very tough one-point game. That's a very good team. Very good team. I think they're top four or five in our league. So a quality team. And we took care of business tonight. And they left a sour taste in our mouth, that game at their place. And we came out and we were due for a game like this where we shot the ball well. You know, we've had some recent games and we've struggled from the field, shooting the three ball, finishing around the basket. And I thought we did a tremendous job of locking in and knocking down shots. And when we make shots, we defend hard. And it's not supposed to be that way, but we're still working with being the youth and the immaturity of things and knowing that we have to defend at a high level no matter what. But when we make shots, everybody's excited, the bench is into it, the crowd gets into it, and we defend at a high level. And I think that's what we did tonight. We did a very good job of taking away what they wanted to do best. They're big. They wanted to get it into her. We did a very good job of making her very uncomfortable down there.
And from the opening whistle, jump out to a 25-5 advantage in that first quarter. How big was that to jump out strong and, you know, get the offense and the defense going, holding them to just 5 points in that first quarter?
Yeah, we got off to a hot start, but, you know, games aren't won in the first half. Games are not won in the first quarter. So we had to sustain that stuff. You know, it was good to get off to that good start and be confident and lock into the scouting report, but we knew they were not going to go away. That's a good team. They're well coached by Coach Buchanan, and we did a good job of staying in tune the entire game. I thought we had some lapses late in the fourth quarter with offensive rebounding and fouling, but we got through it, got the win, and we talked about those things in the locker room, and we'll be better for it going forward.
Now, individually, Annalee Bollinger with a season-high 26 points. She made four three-pointers, hit one right at the start of the game that seemed like got her going. Big game for Annalee.
Yes, yes, and that kind of just talks about her character. I mean, that kid's been in a slump. She's been in a very deep slump for the last three or four games, and she's been living in the gym. So Coach Hyde and myself knew it was only a matter of time before the floodgates open. You know, coming out, getting 26 tonight, and the team feeds off of that. The team really, when she gets it going, everybody feeds off of it because it takes pressure off of everybody else. You know, when you get a player that's going to go get buckets like that, it kind of relieves that pressure off everybody else to go do it. And that's what we got from her tonight. And I'm hoping she can keep that going. But great kid, man. Great person. Just living in the gym until she felt good about it. She's been in my office getting me to come rebound for her, getting teammates to rebound for her. She was in the gym, Doc's gym, right before the game. And it showed tonight. It showed tonight. Hopefully she can keep that going.
And then on the boards, two players in particular racking up some big numbers. Avery Lockwood, once again, with 13 rebounds, and then Krista Davis with 9 rebounds and a lot of tough play underneath. How about the contributions of those two on the glass and underneath?
I think we have a very good 1-2 combo with those two. You know, if one gets tired, we run the other one in there. If one's not playing well, we run the other one in there. And they genuinely want to see each other succeed. They really pull for each other. And with them really being our only traditional bigs in practice, they're really banging each other. You know, so it makes both of them better. They really go at it every day, and it shows. It shows. They battle every day, and they really control the paint. I tell the guards all the time that if I was the bigs, I would be upset at them sometimes. Like, the guards get beat off the bounce, and our bigs have to rotate over, and sometimes they're in foul trouble or we give them offensive rebounds. But those two bigs are playing tremendous for us right now. We got to keep that going. Keep that going. Keep them on the boards. Keep them on the boards and keep them defending the paint.
One other player I do want to mention is Shakira Thompson. She hit a pair of three-pointers in a sequence in the first half that had the whole bench going crazy, had the gym going crazy, and really seemed like a turning point for the team as far as you're really taking control of this game. How about the contribution from Shakira, and how big were those threes?
Yeah, that's her thing. Shakira Thompson, that's her thing. We talked about that at the beginning of the year. And I challenged her, and I need you to make every shot. And I know that's kind of hard. It's probably not going to happen. She's going to have a slump from time to time. But I challenged her to make every shot. And just like Annalee, she's been – matter of fact, those two were in the gym shooting together yesterday. So it doesn't surprise me that they came out and shot it well today. Just make every shot and compete on defense. That's her thing, and she did that tonight.
Well, great, Coach. Certainly all that hard work has been paying off. A 72-51 win over LaGrange. Next up, Wednesday at Covenant. So back on the road. What's the key for keeping this momentum going?
We have to travel. Our game has to travel. At times, we have not played well on the road. You know, we haven't shot it well on the road, and that kind of leads to us not playing the defense that we need to. But either the shots are going, we need to defend. If the shots are not going, we need to defend. So we have to travel. Our game just has to travel, and that team's going to want to play fast. we can play fast as well. But we want to play fast out of opportunity. We don't want to run just to say we're running and be turning the ball over all over the floor. So I think controlling the pace and taking the right shots within our offense and defending them and not turning the basketball over, I think we'll be fine. We need to go on a nice stretch run right here with these last eight games.
Great. Thanks. Congratulations, Coach.
Yes, sir. Thank you.